Hello, and welcome to the One of Us podcast. One of Us profiles people in and around the Diocese of Wilmington. It also appears in writing, in our print edition, and online at thedialogue.org. The featured subject could be someone who works behind the scenes at your local church or school, volunteers at the parish, or is a regular churchgoer or longtime parish member. Do you want to suggest a person to be profiled? My name is Amanda Cathcart, and I'm the sales and advertising rep here at The Dialogue. Send me an email at acathcart@thedialogue.org or call me directly at 302-295-0635 if you have a suggestion for an interview subject. Our guest this week is Callie Brown, a summer visitor at St. Luke's Parish in Ocean City, Maryland. She was nominated by The Dialogue. Callie, thank you very much for being with us today.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
Thanks. So we'll go ahead and get started. Where did you grow up, and how long have you been visiting St. Luke's?
So I grew up in Toms River, New Jersey, which is a little bit north of you guys. And my family and I, when I was growing up, we used to always go to down to over near Delaware. My sister went to UDell, so we're familiar with the area, and we traveled there a few times, and we, under there, my parents are very religious. We go to church on Sundays all the time up here as well, and we decided to, you know, go to a local church, and happened to be St. Luke's, and as I grew older, sometimes we kind of, again, go down on weekends and things, and wound up at St. Luke's again.
Wonderful. Tell us about your occupation and your family.
So I am a licensed associate counselor, mental health counselor for Franklin House Behavioral Health in Eatontown, New Jersey. And what I do is I'm a primary therapist there. We work with populations of people on, like, severe and persistent mental illness, either coming out of the hospital or possibly going into the hospital, or trying to prevent from going into the hospital for psychiatric conditions.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's a pretty busy field this time of year, especially with COVID and the pandemic.
Yeah, definitely. Since COVID hit, we've been all remote. We've tried to go back to the buildings a few times, as, you know, most companies, and then we've just kind of gotten pushed back farther and farther because of that. So we are working remotely at the moment.
Okay. What is the most important part of your spirituality?
For me, I would say it's kind of the connection to God and how that has kind of developed over the years. I went to Catholic school all of my life, through grade school, high school, and then actually ended up transferring to a Catholic college. And I've really found, like, a connection within the church. I've always stayed active within the church, especially in college as well, too. And I think that kind of has brought me that connection. And there's always that kind of that force, that part that always brings me back to the church wherever I'm at. And I feel like God works in mysterious ways, and, you know, a lot of people that I've met or things that I've watched sometimes, like, I'll hear them say something about God or religion or spirituality, and it'll just, like, click. And then that's always, like, when I drift, it tends to, like, happen more often. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that that's, like, just a coincidence, you know. So I enjoy that connection piece, and that always kind of, like, drawing back to the church. And the church, for the most part, has always felt like home, especially when I was away at a school that wasn't Catholic-based. Mm-hmm. And would go to church on Sundays. It just, like, felt more like home when I was away.
So. Sure. So it's kind of been, like, your anchor in the storm.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. What is it that keeps you going in your connection with the Catholic Church?
I think the roots that my family established within Catholicism has kind of kept me within the church because of the way that I was raised, the way that my family continues to keep religion as a priority. Mm-hmm. And even in my personal relationships, like, My boyfriend's also Catholic, so we started to kind of build a practice around that too, especially like remembering to like always pray before meals and just like do those little things to like add up.
Sure. All right. This is probably the toughest question of the interview, Callie. I'm going to warn you. If you could change one thing in your life, what would it be?
If I was to change one thing in my life.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't want to change anything, that's perfectly okay.
Okay. This is tough. You were right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if change is necessarily the answer here. I would say, like, I'd like to be able to kind of fast forward sometimes. There's sometimes where I start something, like a new job, per mm-hmm. se, and be like, all right, like, is this the right path, right? And we can trust it with faith and hope and all of that, and sometimes I wish I just knew if this is the direction that I'm supposed to be on ahead of time. So, and that's really where faith kind of, like, ties in as well, too, because of the fact that, like, right, like, we're told, and, you know, I believe that we're all meant to be on certain paths and do certain things for a reason, right? Mm-hmm. And that really kind of holds true, but sometimes I don't always love it, right? I want to know if this is how it's supposed to go, if I'm making the right decision.
Yeah, absolutely. A non-church member comes to you and asks, why should I be a Catholic? What would you tell them?
I would say for the community, and how everything keeps and easily connected within it. There's a lot of good youth groups out there as well, too. And the way that the church works, especially with, like, bringing in younger parishioners, such as, like, kids, right? And then how we, like, move them through CCD, Catholic schools, and things like that. There's always kind of that route to come back to, right?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter, you know, backgrounds and, you know, other kinds of aspects, right? We're all kind of anchored in this same, similar faith, and I think that really helps with the community and the way that we outreach as well, too.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great point, Callie. All right, our final question. What does your faith mean to you?
My faith has been a place where, like you had talked about before, that I've always felt anchored in.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes and recently, I feel like I've been straying a little bit. And it's always helpful to, like I said earlier, to remember to come back to it and to remember that it's always there and always constant. So I think that faith is a large part of my life, and it's just a matter of, like, if I'm always paying attention to it or not, right? Because sometimes in life, right, we stray back and forth, and especially, like, in the work that I'm doing, I can get so far in the trenches that I can lose sight of it sometimes, seeing certain things. So I think that it's a really important and substantial part of my life, and I hope to continue to always, like, find my way back when that does stray and that does happen.
Yeah. I understand completely. And that concludes this One of Us podcast. Don't forget to follow The Dialogue online and on social media for all the latest in Catholic news and features. For The Dialogue, I'm Amanda Cathcart saying thank you for listening and God bless.